patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Hey, she didn't have a job yet.
Gonna be named head coach.
Homer,
of
drop eight bars for us quick on this beat. Go ahead.
No.
Whoa. That's not bars. That's just, I'm hyping you up right now.
You can't.
You know what a bar is?
No. Yeah, you go have a drink.
Not quite what I was talking about.
No, don't waste the time.
Hello, Zora. How are ya?
Show deserves better.
Do we need to do a breakdown of what bars are before we even get into
No, we do not.
Yes, he has no idea what a bar is.
I just feel like this is a moment. This is a teaching moment.
Go ahead, Zora. Tell him what a bar is.
You join the club, Zora. Embarrass me even more.
It's not embarrassing. You don't know.
A bar is like a musical thing, like a musical bar, like in music.
Ooh,
music
trending notes towards the right way.
Like
trending towards
What do you mean? I was a legendary drummer at the age of 9.
In your own
mind, I'm sure it could be used in that context.
I retired at 11. The guy said you really don't have a chance. You don't.
Go
really
ahead, Zora.
Get it.
School him, please.
Oh, it's a bar. Okay, tell me.
So Homer, I'll go back to your original sentence. You said, "Hey, it's like a musical note or something, right? You're on the right track, and I'm sure it could be used in that way. But context is everything when it comes to language and terms. So when Tony said drop a bar, he had the beat going, so he wanted you to rap. For just like one or two lines, a couple bars, a couple lines.
And then I was right going, nah, I'm not. And you're just
exactly
embarrassing
right.
me.
You were right. Saying
okay.
No.
You could have dropped a freestyle.
Oh, that'll be the day.
Well,
can
we do it again and have Zora? Bar or whatever you asked me to have Zora
said,
do.
You know, something like, my name is Home Team and I'm on the go. When I got some questions, I got to ask Zora. I want to know, you know, just whatever. You just got to keep talking. Make sure you throw some rhymes in there. That's all you
got
to do.
I got it. Can I give you a heads up?
Give me a heads up or give Zora a heads up?
Ain't going to happen. Not now, not ever.
This goes Pebble. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Homer supposed to do this?
I was, yes.
A while back.
He was supposed to rap. I'm going to do it.
I was stealing a rap from a particular song with Yoda in it. It was a Yoda rap.
And you were supposed to rap it.
Well, but I was just copying it. I was not creating anything.
No, you weren't creating, but you were still supposed to. You're still supposed to do it.
I will take care of that.
On the air. No, you're not going to take care of it.
I got the next decade.
I don't want
one of many failed promises on this show.
Yes, one of many.
Let's get Zora, she has great stuff.
I'm going to do that.
She can talk about Giannis.
Zora, do you have anybody you work with that says they're going to do stuff and then they don't do it?
You know, all the time, actually.
Really?
I mean, that's humans, right?
No. This is of epic proportions.
Thanks, Zora.
He said he's going to do this. How long? Wasn't you say a year ago, Pebble? He was talking about the rap?
At least.
Yeah, at least a year ago. He said, I'm going to rap on the air, this song.
I actually worked on it.
Okay, but here's where I rescue Homer.
Thank you.
Tony, did you hold your teammate accountable? He said he was going to do something. Did you hold him accountable?
Do I got to babysit the guy? No, I'm not babysitting. I begged him to rap for a couple of months, then I gave up. So I knew he wasn't going to do it. Sorry, this is the same. This is my same teammate that falls asleep on me during the break. He's not even talking to me during the break. He's falling asleep over here.
You're giving up. Just know I've taken you off the list once I become a head coach.
Yeah.
We don't bring on people that give up.
I'm giving up right now.
Oh,
sorry.
You're taking Tony off because he gives up.
Yeah.
No, Tony gets to the point where he goes, I ain't wasting my time.
Yeah, right. Zora, you know what it's like? I remember being in training camp with the Lakers, and we would get guys that come in, right? So I'm already on contract. These guys are already on contract. And we get guys who are trying out, right, for the team. And We'd be over in the corner, and James Worthy come over to me, like shaking his head, like no, like
that dude
ain't gonna make it.
We should tell him, right? Did you tell him?
I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, look, the coach ain't even talking to him. He's out there turning the ball over. Coach ain't said a word. Like, you go out there and turn it over, see what happens. Right? He said, you go out there and turn it over, see what happens. You're gonna get yelled at. He said, that guy's screwing up. The coach ain't said a word. He's done. So. That's the same thing. Yeah, I'm like,
yes, that's you.
Hey, my favorite line from Love and Basketball. Love and Basketball is like a movie I live by. I just throw in lines throughout my daily life. Monica goes into the coach's office after she has a good game. She's all nervous. And coach says, hey, when I stop bugging you, then you worry.
Correct.
So, yeah. So the coach is not saying something.
You're screwing up and I ain't talking to you. You know you're out of here, bro.
You know who's not screwing up, though?
Who?
Transition, Homer. Transition into it.
No. But before we transition to the real stuff, I got to play something for Zora. Zora, listen to this. I never thought that I'd be so caught up
in this guy. Why does this little green baby... That's it. That's the song. Cute, I think that I might die. His ear could poke me in the eye, but I don't think I'm mine. He can just sit there peaceful like my heart is sore, and he got lucky with his baby.
That's a Homer. Homer said he could rap.
Right, and I want to admit, I practiced, and I was so bad.
Zora, could you ever in your life imagine Homer pulling that off?
I don't underestimate the guy. Yes.
You better underestimate
him. But when he does pull it off, somebody send me a copy. So I can have it on YouTube and I need to
You want to laugh because you know he ain't going to pull it off. That's what you want. That's why you want to hear it.
Okay, if you're trying.
Zora's just being nice.
You're trying, you can't do it. What are you missing?
What do you mean?
It's hard to do the words and get the rhythm. It's hard. I tried it. I practiced it.
I know you tried it.
And I couldn't.
But the point is, your attempt would be great theater for us. We really need to hear it.
So, no, I have kind of an 11-year-old grandson.
It needs
grandson,
to be part of
so,
our open.
And I let him listen to it, and he started laughing.
Why? Because he knew you couldn't do it?
It was so bad. He loved
oh,
the song,
Oh, what you
too.
Did. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could hear 11-year-old
laughing at me. Yeah. All right.
All right, okay. Now you can talk to him,
now
Zora.
Back to, I want to talk
Zora,
about...
Zora, let's hear your transition now.
Yeah, to Mr. 30. Giannis, Mr. 30. He doesn't put up 30. Well,
how do you know she was talking about Giannis?
Let's hear what she was talking about. No, he's not. He scores 30 every night. He doesn't score 30. Everybody's disappointed. That's the level he's at now. Tell us, Zora.
Nobody's disappointed if he doesn't score 30.
Oh, come on.
Maybe he's disappointed, but nobody's disappointed.
He should score 30 a night. Go ahead. Say it.
I always agree with Homer. Oh, except now. I'm on
yeah,
bad.
That aged well.
Should Giannis score 30 every night, Zora? Yes or no?
He should. I'm taking a line out of his book. He should go out there and be aggressive, play the right way, move the basketball, and if that ends up being in the form of 30 points, then go for it. I don't think you need to put like a number on it. Like, hey, you need to score 30 every night.
No, that's how dominant he is.
He can score 30 every night. He doesn't need to score 30 every night. There's a difference. He can.
Yeah.
And right now he is.
Do you know the difference, Homer?
I do, but
oh my gosh.
He's so good that 30 is not that big a deal. It's not that tough for him. 34, 40, 37, 30, 38, 38, 37.
Homer, I don't want to take out the greatness of what he's doing. Because you said it's not that tough. It's tough. But yes, I agree. He has the capability to do it consistently. 31.9 is what he's averaging right now, a quarter way through the season.
I know.
31.9.
Is he doing anything where you go, wow, yeah, but I mean, he can't do this whole season. Hell yes, he can do it for a whole season.
There's some plays that he does, and I'm like, wow, what game was that? You know what? They all run together at this point. I believe it was the Laker game, though. He spun and then finished a reverse on the other side, and it was like, whoa. So once a game or once every other game, I get woken up on the greatness. Like, because I watch it every night, you don't want it to become normal, but every now and then, I'm like, oh, my goodness. This guy's crazy.
Now, what's happened to the free throw line? They're causing him a violation, and he's still 8 of 11. Here's his free throw shooting percentage recently. 73, 73, 75, 80, 71. And they called him for too much time.
They have called him twice in the last couple games, three games, two times, 10 seconds. And he says, okay, if that's what they believe. He gives him the ball back and goes down the other way.
Right, because he's making all the ones that he shoots. He's on a hot streak.
The team had an off day in Orlando. He made 200 free throws before the game. 200.
Yeah.
Between the game in Charlotte and the game in Orlando. 200 free throws. Then, of course, he shoots whatever he shoots in the game, and then he shoots after the game as well. He's like, I got to be able to knock down free throws to help the team because, I mean, he's going to get fouled, right? So you can never say this guy's not putting the work in.
Yeah, he had like four games. He had like 5 out of 6 that were bad, 36, 26, 42. And then after the Philly thing, fired him up.
60, 70, 80.
Yeah, it's just it's a streak as good as any streak he's probably had in a long time.
Yeah, and the work is paying off. And
do you know what it could be, Zara? Do you know what it could be? He's so excited about having Connaughton back that I think that's helping his free throws.
That's it.
Wait, wait, wait. This is Tony's going to love this. I think I brought it up last week. I'm just going to bring it up every single week because making Tony mad is like one of my top things to do, and it makes my week.
Wow, that hurts, Zara. I mean, really? I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling something inside right now. I believe it's because of what you said.
Go, Zara, go.
Wow.
Go, Zara,
well, Giannis,
go.
Okay, it was the game after Grayson Allen had seven. Oh, this is a double. Grayson Allen had seven threes last week, and Giannis was asked about his favorite shooter on the team. It's like, hey, Grayson's knocking down a bunch of shots. Like, who's your favorite shooter that you've played with? And, of course, he brought up Kyle Korver. He brought up Bryn Forbes. Tony Snell's name even came up in the list. He said, but the guy I know that's always going to knock it down when I pass it to him is Pat Connaughton.
Yeah. What do you have to say, Tony? What do you have to say?
You know, yes. I'm not going to be hurt by that right now. So, no.
Good.
Not going to do it. Not buying into it. Not buying into the troll right now.
Into the factual statements?
Zoro's just trolling me right now. No, I'm not doing it.
Does
not
that
doing it.
Not change your opinion of Pat Connaughton that Giannis says that?
Does not.
Whoa. Wow.
You only think Giannis is right about everything? Dotelio is not right about everything.
Homer, answer that. Is Giannis right about everything?
Yes. I checked his resume. Yes.
Did.
He was unlucky with a ladder that fell, and it shouldn't. But yes. If not yes, then give me a no, other than something influenced by your bias against a player whose name I don't need to report again. How'd I do, Zora?
Hey, like I said, Zora wants to troll
me.
Fine. Have your troll, Zora. Have your fun. Enjoy it right now. I'm just going to lay out. And I'm going to take it right now. So,
I don't know.
Is there something new to mention about the Bucks? Talking. Every week
That's
I go,
correct.
Let's go. They're fine. They're fine. Just keep playing. And how many weeks till the playoffs? But
yes, there's something to mention.
Okay.
Number 22. Like, come on. Can we give Chris Middleton the respect he's due? It's a huge deal that he's back. Came back in the Lakers game. First game in 7 months. Dropped 17 points. Okay. I'm going to need people to put some respect on Chris Middleton's name.
Wait,
still working
he's
way back.
Fine. He's good. He's back.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
I mean, did he come back sooner than would have been expected? Or, but you're right. Yes,
no.
it gets the team back to a different level. You're right.
Wait, can I call you? Because I go back and forth on whose team I'm on. Can I call you out for a second, Homer? Because
yeah,
last season,
yeah, please do.
Every single week you asked me when Brook Lopez was coming back. Mm-hmm. Every single week you asked me.
You have not
yet asked me about Chris Middleton, all-star Chris Middleton.
Yeah, put some respect on his name, son.
Well, that tells me I have a level of confidence greater in Chris Middleton. I never need to ask about it.
Oh.
He's not an old man like
Lopez.
See
how he spun that on you, Zara? You see that?
Lopez is like
50. I know, right?
What do you mean?
This guy's he's a world-class wrestler. He just flipped your move right back at you.
Lopez is like 50 years old, Chris Middleton. How many years younger is Chris Middleton than Lopez? Six?
Chris Middleton is 31.
Much. Yeah, and Lopez is 50.
I don't even think, no, Brook Lopez is 34. 3 years.
Thank you.
Come on.
He's only 34? He looks like he's 50. What?
He's a big dude.
15th year in the NBA versus Chris, he's in his 11th year in the NBA.
He's a big dude. What do you think he's supposed to be moving, like a spring chicken? He's a big dude.
I know. I apologize to Lopez. I thought he was much older than that.
Please do. Please do apologize.
Yeah, the Lopez hate. What's with the Lopez hate?
Well, and plus he had an injury that you have more concern about than with Middleton. Everybody with Middleton was like, oh, geez, why is it taking him so long? It was taking him so long because there was no rush to get him back. Lopez, as you are my basketball doctor, Lopez's injury is such one that could end your career. Right?
And that's according to Tony. We're taking medical advice from
Yes,
Tony.
Basketball. He's brilliant. He is brilliant with medical advice.
You're not taking advice. I'm just giving you.
Okay.
Since I've had a lot of injuries, I can tell you about specific injuries.
I respect that. Yes.
So, yeah, he had an injury that you could have worried that could have ended his career, correct? He is
30. But he's back, and he's leading the Bucks in 3-point makes and the league in blocks. But you didn't know Brook Lopez is leading the Bucks in 3-point makes this season.
I didn't know he's leading the league in blocks either.
He's leading the league in blocks.
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't know that. That's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big stat.
That's huge.
Yeah, he stays healthy. They're winning the championship. And I worry about that. I don't worry about Middleton being healthy.
I can't argue that. It's too early to argue any of that.
The team that does impress me, Boston. Watch Boston, Zora, and give us an update. They're just whooping everybody. What's different about Boston?
Well, I think it's the experience. I mean, just like how when the Bucks first started going to the playoffs and making deep runs, right? I'm talking about 2018, 19, where they lose to Toronto. And then even like 1920 in the bubble, right? Like those are experiences that mold you and motivate you and give you the tools you need for the next season. So it's almost like the Celtics have a little bit of the blueprint now and what it takes to be a good team, a consistently good team in this league. But as the Bucks know, I mean, crushing everybody in the regular season means nothing. You're not doing it come May and June.
And you know what I love, Zora? I love that you said that because I remember back in those days when they're losing to Toronto, they're losing to Miami or whatever, right? I'm getting a lot of flack from people because I'm like, the Bucks, they just got there. They don't have that playoff experience that you need to get through the playoffs. They just haven't been there enough. They need some more experience. People are... Oh no, they're gonna win it. They're gonna win it. They're all mad because I tell the truth. And you just said the same thing that I've said back then. I said, you can't just walk up in the playoffs and just start winning. No.
You can, but it's hard to do.
Very hard to do.
They're
and
just
most people don't do it.
So many points.
You get a couple of teams that'll get lucky here and there, but you look through history, for the most part, ain't nobody just doing that. You ain't just walking up there.
Yeah, 121 points per game, the Celtics. 120 after.
And what's changed that all of a sudden they have
like
this?
Like she just
offensive.
Said, they know, like, right. Okay, we've been through the wars now. We know what it's like. Plus, you got to keep your crew together. That's another thing.
And the stars have aged. Their stars have matured. That makes a huge difference.
You got to keep your base crew together too.
Well, it's
if
true.
You do
they
that
do.
That helps.
They do have Sam Hauser. I probably should know
what that's what it was. Yes, the Hauser big brother.
He gets it.
Wait, I'm drawing a blank. Who's my guy that jumps up and tries to defend the three from like 12 feet away, and he just jumps straight up in the air.
From who? From Boston?
Yes. Oh,
come on.
Bug me.
Is he a big guy or a guard?
Just a big guy.
That sounds like something. Well, I know it ain't Williams.
I feel like
he was
with the Bucks for a second, too. Hold on. Keep talking. I'm going to come up with it.
You're going to look it up?
That's kind of, well, what are you going to look up?
I'm looking it up.
Dude who jumps at three-pointers like a knucklehead.
Yes. It's the weirdest defense.
Is it defense? Oh, Luke Kornet does that? He can't even jump.
Yes. Exactly. You've got to see it.
Luke Kornet cannot even jump.
You have to see him jumping up.
Has Malcolm Brogdon helped him that much?
I remember him at Vanderbilt.
Are they saying
I think Malcolm Brogdon off the bench is a great weapon.
Yeah. He's huge off the bench.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Homer will continue to work on his rapping.
I will now.
He won't promise you anything.
I mean, you're
well.
Never,
at least he knows what bars mean. We've made strides.
I feel like there's a little support from Zora, and I don't want to disappoint
there's
her.
There's a little support.
Disappointing you doesn't bother me at all.
Clearly, it's a daily occurrence.
You always have my support, Homer.
And just know this.
Yeah, that's going to age well too, Zora. Just
Giannis
so you know.
Putting up 30. He's so good, is no big deal. It's that easy.
I always agree with Homer.
Thanks, Zora.
Talk to you guys.
You bet. Next.